I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Hey, Marissa, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm excited. We are nearing episode 100. This is episode 99. So, I'm kind of like a little sad and a little excited at the same time. It's like, you know, a new chapter because we're entering the hundreds now.
Right.
It's exciting, though. It's really good.
It is good. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about, you know, is the podcast worthwhile for people type of thing? And, mm-hmm. and today we're actually finishing a 4-part series on what it takes to be a great leader. And the last piece of the installment was, are you adding value to people? And so my question, whenever I think about, you know, what I'm writing for my blog post and what we're talking about on the podcast is, will this add value to people's lives?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the key. And kind of as a foundation point, and as I was reflecting just before we started talking, adding value to people really begins when you value people. And I kind of think that's why I believe that this is such a foundational piece for this, you know, the capstone, if I can call it that, for what it takes to be a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't value people, you won't add value to them. And unfortunately, I know leaders, well, they think they're leaders, but they're just bosses that don't value people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll never forget the comment I heard once, these people are just tools that I use to accomplish my goals.
Oh, wow.
And that's just awful. You know, nobody wants to live in that environment. Nobody wants to work in that environment.
No.
So there was a question I tipped you off on ahead of time, but, you know, if mm-hmm. you think about people you've worked for, what does it feel like when someone values you and maybe you notice it or not, and if they added value to you. So what's that feel like?
So, and I'm not sure it's something that you will always feel right away. It might take a little time to, you know, to realize that's what's happening, is that they're adding value to your life. But I think that it encourages a more positive relationship. I think when I know that someone values me and adds value to my work and to my life, I'm more inclined to do the same for them, but also to, I guess, extend more grace and understanding towards them. I mean, if someone comes to me who I feel adds value to my life and values me and values my time and says, hey, I know I owe you something, I'm going to be a few days late, I'm really sorry, I'm more inclined to say, hey, you know what, that's okay. And really genuinely not mind at all. Because just as you value me, I value you. And it just I think it compounds too. So once you have that kind of relationship with someone that you work with, whether it's your boss or a coworker or whatever, I think you want to do that. You want to add value to people's lives because you like the way it feels in return too.
Yes.
And it just can spiral into making, you know, your whole work environment a lot better.
I love how you said when someone, and I love how you made you showed the analogy of, it doesn't have to be a leader adding value. Mm-hmm. It can be, because you're right, any of us can add value and should be adding value. But I love how you said when someone adds value to you and values you, it makes it easier for you to extend grace to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge. And, you know, as you were talking, I started thinking about all the other relationships we have in life. You know, so am I adding value to my wife? Am I adding value to my kids? Am I adding value to my grandkids?
Mm-hmm.
And am I adding value to my neighbors? You know, to my parents that I'm thankful I still have. Anybody that I interact with, we should be adding value to people, because if we value people, that will be a natural outgrowth. And maybe one of the thoughts, or maybe a check that we can make for ourselves, is if for some reason we don't sense that we're adding value, it could really be that we don't value people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've said, you know, I use the example of the closest friend assessment where my wife had to say to me, you don't value people enough. And I didn't. And so I really had to work on that. I loved how, too, in one of our email correspondents, you talked about, needing the realization of adding value to your children,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Marissa, do you remember, I don't have the email in front of me, but what was the reason why you felt that you should do that?
I feel like if I can succeed in doing that one thing alone, like if that was all I was successful at, was adding value to my children's lives, that they would grow up to be kind, caring, considerate people who also add value to others. And I think especially in our world right now, like we need more of that.
Yeah.
And we need our children to grow up to understand that they have value. And like the incoming generation is full of insecurities. And if we can change
right.
that by adding value to our children, that, you know, they will be the ones who grow up to change the world. And so that when I read your email the first time, that's immediately what came to mind. I mean, essentially, right? Like I'm the leader. I'm the leader of my children.
Yeah,
and,
you are.
And so if I can be intentional in adding value to their lives, that they will grow up to do the same for others.
Oh, that was awesome. I mean, when I read it, it was like, wow, this is awesome. I don't have it in front of me right now, or I would have just said, hey, what about this line there? But that is so awesome. And it really, so when you sent me that, it actually helped me even see a broader scope of this concept of adding value. So maybe let's jump into how we can add value. Because a lot of times, you know, everybody that's on the podcast, that listens to our podcast, has heard me talk about adding value.
Mm-hmm.
People that work with me or they're in my classes, my coaching clients, they hear me talk about adding value. You know, the mission, if I can call it that, of the John Maxwell team is people of value, adding value or valuing others, something like that,
mm-hmm.
Which is really the truth. And maybe that's why I gravitated toward that organization. But adding value is simple. It's not some difficult task that's going to take years and years and years to practice. And some of the notes that I put here is it just start, get to know the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know their likes, their dislikes. Get to know their fears, their hopes, their dreams. And you need to be able to get to know them to know what things might be important to them. And oftentimes, when you talk about like adding value to your children, you know, being, John Maxwell says, leaders are dealers in hope. Actually, I think that might have gone all the way back to Napoleon, to be honest with you, but it's in a bunch of John's books. But leaders are dealers in hope. And so do we encourage our children? Do we encourage our coworkers? Do we help them find a belief in themselves? Do we help cultivate that belief in themselves? I was having a conversation with a coaching client yesterday, who's an elementary school principal. And he was talking about the fact that, you know, you can have two students working very, very, very hard and one student working very, very hard and another student just kind of going through the motions, and the one can ace a test and the other one, even though he or she's working very, very hard, might only get half the answers right.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, are we discouraging the student that only got half the answers right, even though they're working so hard? So he's trying to figure out ways to kind of eliminate the discouragement,
mm-hmm.
so that it could be more of an encouragement piece. And really, so I love this. This was a question that was asked of John Maxwell's dad, Melvin, and he said, you know, how do I know if somebody needs to be encouraged? And his answer was, if they're breathing, they need to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every human being needs to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't know my coworkers, if I don't know my family members well enough to know when I sense something isn't right, I can't add value to them. So it really is a very simplistic thing. Get to know people, get to know what events are important to them. Just an example. Many years ago, and I don't know exactly how many years ago. I'm going to say this might have been 25 years ago. I reference from time to time my best friend who now lives in Arizona, and he and his wife were living just outside of New York City. And my family went to visit, and somehow we must have talked about the Yankees. And the next thing I know, Tom goes over to his bookcase or something, and he pulls out a baseball that a patient, at the time he was a chiropractor, a patient had given him that was signed by a bunch of Yankees. And he just hands it to one of my kids. Now, my kids were never going to be able to get a baseball like that. But Tom was probably not that big of a Yankee fan. He recognized that my kids were, and he gave them that ball. Which reminds me, I got to figure out which one of my kids has that ball. But anyways, but those are the type of things we're talking about. Mm-hmm. What can I do for someone that they can't do for themselves? Can I introduce them to somebody? Can I show them something? Can I teach them something? I think back of, so Tom's dad, and actually we did a podcast once. His name was Max. I remember the podcast. But Max taught me how to snow ski. I couldn't teach myself how to snow ski. My parents had never skied. You know, we were from Ohio. They didn't get enough snow to ski back then. You know, so Tom must have learned that from his dad. What can I do for people they can't do for themselves? That's adding value. One of the things that really struck me when I heard this about adding value was something that John Maxwell does, where he looks at his agenda for the next day and he identifies or tries to identify people that he can add value to. And so he'll look at, who is he going to meet with? Who's he going to have lunch with? And then he thinks, is there something that they might really appreciate that I could do for them? Like, is there a magazine article that, or a book? You know, he always has, you know, different cases of books. And if he think, and not his books, other people's books. And then he tries to figure out, who would really appreciate this? And when he shows up, he never shows up empty-handed.
Right. So it means, like, it's very attainable. It's small. It's not something that costs a lot of money. It's not something that takes a lot of time.
Right.
It's almost like a level of thoughtfulness.
Yes.
That we need to add on to our day. Because I think we so often go about our lives in this, like, thoughtless way where we are sticking to what our smartphone tells us that we have going on that day. And we, you know, may not be engaging with many people because of email. And we're almost in this flat zone of just like getting through, checking off the list, like moving from one thing to another. But if we add that layer of thoughtfulness to take the moment to encourage someone to help them with something that is in your gifted area that's not in theirs, to make that introduction, it can really make a world of difference for you and for the other person. Like, it feels good to do this.
Yes. Yeah, that was the point that I brought up in my post too, was you're the one that wins. Because it you know, you might be having a day where some things go wrong, but when you see the look in somebody's face when you did something that they didn't expect, it lifts you back up. It moves you to another level of, you know what? It takes us to a position of joy, or a feeling of joy, which we've talked about in the past, is different from happiness. So that's the benefit. When we when we add value to other people, oftentimes we get more enjoyment out of it, or more pleasure out of it than they do.
I mean, you think about, like, you know, the next time you're at Starbucks and you see a mom with a toddler and a baby in a car seat, it's probably me.
Right.
I'm probably looking at her. Like, open the door for that person that looks like they're struggling. Like, and it can really, like, it lifts you and it lifts them. It's like, hey, someone cared enough about me to see that I'm struggling to get my coffee and held the door for me. Like it's those little things that really add up and that value, you know, compounds.
Right. And it becomes, when you do it, you know, we've talked in the past about, you know, success habits.
Mm-hmm.
And a habit is just something that we do without thinking because we've practiced it over and over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Adding value can become a success habit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get on a path of looking for ways to add value to other people. And I was listening to a podcast this week that said significance and selfishness are completely separate roads. So if we think about that, you know, selfishness is the opposite of adding value to people,
mm-hmm.
because it's all about you. But significance is all about others. And so if you begin down the path of living a life of significance, you will just naturally find those opportunities to add value. And mm-hmm. I heard another quote that said, mature emotions are always outward focused. Immature emotions are always inward focused.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing you're saying. Just start thinking about what could I do? I was listening, it might have been one of these same podcasts. The other night I was driving, and Mark Cole, who's the president of John Maxwell's companies, was talking about, he has a grandson that is living with him right now. And I forgot how old his grandson is. My guess is, because I've seen pictures of him, he might be fifth or sixth grade. That's a guess. And this lad, wherever they live down in Georgia, there's like a school that you can apply to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, my guess is it's still one of the public schools, but you have to apply to get into that one. And it's really, really hard. And he got in and he was so excited. And so his family went out to help him buy, you know, like the shirts with the school name on it and mm-hmm. things like that. And so the next day when he came home from school, he said to his grandfather, he said, you know, so-and-so who got into the school doesn't seem as excited as I am. And then the youngster realized that this other student might not have the means that he does to get, you know, the shirts and the hats and the things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says to his grandfather, I think tomorrow when I go to school, I'm going to take him one of my shirts so he can be as excited as I am. That's adding value.
Yep.
It's looking mm-hmm. for somebody, some way, some place where you can make that difference in that person that is like a life, and it could become a life-changing event. Because we never know who it might be or what it might be that touches a person to that magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, adding value to people is not hard, but you have to be intentional about it. You'll never add value to somebody accidentally.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But if it becomes a way of life, we live, you know, if we start living intentionally, which everybody knows, I think we all should, then it just starts happening because mm-hmm. you're looking for it. It's kind of like, you know, the example that I use about when we buy the new car and all of a sudden we see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you're focused, if part of your life's goal is to make a difference and be intentional, you'll find the opportunities. Like you said, especially today when our culture has lost its awareness of the fact that we are neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we need to do good for our neighbors and watch out for our neighbors.
Yeah.
So the last pillar, the last building block, if you want to be a great leader, you have to be someone who adds value.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, you get all kinds of joy. I thought of, as I was talking with, thinking about this and talking on the podcast, another example came to mind, and I mentioned it last year at our annual dinner when I was interviewing Bill Allen and Arnie Rubenstein. And I said to Bill, I said, you may not remember this, but we have a mutual friend. It was an employee that worked for him, a good friend of our family, someone that goes to my church. And this gentleman's wife, when they had three little kids at home, developed what turned out to be a brain tumor.
Mm.
And, you know, you start worrying about everything that could be possibly going wrong. And the reality was that they didn't know who to even talk to. Well, Bill mentioned it to Penny, his wife. Penny makes a phone call. And the next thing we knew, our good friend had an appointment with a neurosurgeon.
Wow.
That's adding value.
And it was a phone call that made a huge difference.
It was just a phone. You know, Bill heard, probably through HR, that so-and-so. Now, at my point, I'm guessing at that point, they had 400 or 500 employees or more at Welch Allyn. But he knew Bill knew all the employees at Welch Allyn when he worked there. My brother had worked there, and, you know, Bill knew you. If you worked there, he knew you. And there's a concern. There's a need. Talks to Penny. Penny makes a phone call. Next thing you know, this woman is probably in front of one of the best neurosurgeons. And thankfully, the surgery was successful and she was fine. But that's what you're right. Just a phone call can make a difference. So I encourage everybody out there, you know, are you going to be a person that adds value? Are you going to choose to walk on the road of significance, or are you going to stay on a road of selfishness? And that's it. So this is a little shorter podcast, but I think it's one that people should be able to go out and practice today.
Yep, immediately.
Immediately. Yeah. So next week,
episode 100.
Episode. Wow.
Cue the confetti.
Yeah. We should, if we're going to cue the confetti, we shouldn't be recording it in our homes. Yeah. Because we'll have to clean up the mess.
It's okay. I have to vacuum every 3 hours anyways, so.
I bet. So next week, we will be answering questions that people give us. I think I'll also give some statistics on the podcast because I don't know if I've ever done that. You know, how far our reach is. Because we're literally around the world, which I'm thankful for. And our listenership, whatever's the correct English, is growing. You know, the downloads are growing. Yeah. I found out today that at least we have 2 fans of the podcast at a hospital down in Cortland.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. People that know people talk to people.
That's cool.
And hopefully when they're sharing news about the podcast, it's because they're adding value to that person. Because as like I started, you know, whenever you and I do this, I know one of our goals is we need to be adding value to people or it's a waste of time.
Yep.
Anything exciting for the weekend?
No, not really. I think I shared with you that pretty much my whole family and my husband's family, they're all like on vacation. So right. Our normal like family dinners are on hold for the week. But looking forward to just getting outside and continuing my spring cleanup in the yard.
Cool.
How about you?
Outstanding. Well, as I mentioned before we hit the record button, tomorrow is Engineer Tim's birthday. So... Yeah, my youngest son turns 23. Oh, my goodness. It explains why I feel the way I do. I have my youngest son at 23. No, and I don't know. I'm going to, I might be able to steal away for a couple hours and try to go fishing. Oh, we'll see.
Lucky you.
But it's going to be a nice weekend, which leads us up into another great week. And we encourage everyone, you know, if there's something you want us to answer next week, send an email in quickly so that we can... Get your question on our list of questions that we're going to answer. And they won't want to miss next week because it's the 100th episode.
Yep.
Exciting. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.